You're listening to Sweat, Snot and Tears, brought to you by Netmums. I'm Annie O'Leary.
And I'm Wendy Gollidge. And together we talk about all of this week's sweaty, snotty and tearful parenting moments.
With guests who are far more interesting than we are. Good morning, Sweat, Snot and Tears team. We've only gone and bagged ourselves a bloody Spice Girl to talk to, haven't we, Wend?
I can't talk. I'm all excited.
Well, to warm you up, I'd quite like to hear about the dog incident in field that you had yesterday, because you've only told me a little snippet and I need to hear all the gory details.
Well, to give you the background, our Spice Girl guest, who we'll reveal in a minute, mentioned that she's got a very elderly doggy who tends to woof at random occasions. And yesterday I was taking my very unelderly puppy for a walk. And he's a great big bouncy retriever. And he saw a little dog and he was trying to play with the dog. And then the dog just keeled over and was going like this on the floor. And his owner's going, he's dying, he's dying.
Wait, but what kind of dog was it? What kind of
dog? It was just a little woofy thing, like a little Jack
Russell. Much smaller than Hector.
Hector's like a polar bear. And so basically this dog was having a heart attack and he's 17.
I didn't know that was possible.
It was going to happen any time, but your dog stopped his heart. And
so wait, what did she do? Try and give it mouth to mouth?
She started slapping it. And then it woke up and trotted off. In the meantime, I am sat on the floor, a shaking wreck.
But did she have a massive go at you?
No, she was just like, oh, it's going to happen any day. I'm so glad it's not today. And then carried on with her walk.
Oh, my goodness.
Please don't go in that field again. That's not a good idea.
So without further ado...
Yeah, I think you might have guessed who she is.
Our lovely Spice Girl with a very elderly dog, Emma Bunton.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. I don't even want to take Jojo out in case.
No. I didn't know that that's how dogs could meet their end.
Nor did I.
Oh, something else for us to worry about.
Bad times.
I know. All these things to worry about. Hello.
Hello.
Lovely to have you here, Emma. Now, first up, before we go any further, the question we ask all of our guests, have there been any sweat, snot or teary moments in your house this morning?
Oh, most mornings.
Glad to hear it.
I've not got the right breakfast in, or do you know what this morning was? It sounds terrible, but I'm definitely a lastminute.com mother, and we're starting to grow out of school uniform. So
yeah,
this morning,
we're all there.
I'm trying to squeeze a blazer onto my child. They're like, it doesn't fit. I'm like, it will fit. It will. So we had a few tears about that. We've also got school photos happening today. So the poor things, you know, they're going to be in the tight blazers. But I'm not going to buy another blazer. We're nearly at the end of term.
We actually had a meeting at work about this yesterday because we were talking about planning for back to school in September, saying we're really sure that lots of parents didn't buy any uniform for this term because no one kind of knew what was going to happen. And so everyone's trying to squeeze into not just stuff they bought at Easter, but stuff they bought like last September.
Absolutely. I mean, the only thing I bought was shoes. But yeah, I've noticed that the, you know, trousers are short, blazers are short.
Your poor kids. They're the ones going to school with trousers up mid-calf, aren't they?
Yes, I know.
Well, it'll make for a good comedy school photo when you get them back.
Exactly. I think I feel really bad, but did I remember to buy the last ones? Do you get that? Because you have to go on a big website thing and then order your. And it's become very, very confusing. But this time,
well, you're
going
to have to suck it up because there's one whole term to go. You can't just do it for another term.
What am I going to do?
That's funny.
We'll see. But that was, so, I mean, it's always very busy in the mornings, isn't it? And because before I did radio, obviously, for breakfast for so many years, I actually didn't do the school run in the morning.
Oh, you lucky lady.
I know. Lady. I mean, that was 5 years.
I need to get myself a breakfast show.
5 years of no schooling. But I did used to get pretty upset about missing it. And Jade would always be like, you won't miss it. It's just full of hurry up, quick, get ready. So now I do it. But I do love it as well. I do love them waking up in the morning. I love their little faces first thing in the morning, all a bit dreary. And and I look kissing their faces that early in the morning. So I'm glad that I get the chance to do that now.
But I've always wanted to ask a breakfast show host, do you have to go to bed at like 7 o'clock?
Yeah, well, if you want to feel half awake in the morning, you're supposed to go to bed pretty early.
What time do you have to get up for a breakfast show then?
Usually my alarm would go off between kind of 4:30 and 4:45. I know.
That's kind of, I only get up that early if I'm going on holiday.
Yeah, or you're just getting in. Yeah. but 4:30, 4:45, but I definitely used to push it near the end.
Did you?
Like, yeah, I used to try and get to 5 and then literally just bung my clothes on and get out the door.
Go in your pyjamas.
Yes. Yeah. It's very different now because they have lots of cameras everywhere, don't they? But when I was doing the radio show, it was kind of just turn up as you come.
No one cared.
Yeah.
So how was your lockdown, Mrs?
My lockdown was very emotional and all different kinds of emotions, really. I think the first one I found the hardest, which a lot of people say
around. Everyone is telling us that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Haven't they, Wend? Every guest says the same.
A couple of my friends have said they found the last one harder, but I found the first one hardest. I think just getting used to the fact.
I think because we didn't know what we were doing, did we? We didn't have a clue what we were doing.
Didn't have a clue.
And the shock.
Yes.
It was just like, what do you mean I've got to stay at home? What?
With these people who I call my family.
Yeah, I found the first one definitely a lot harder and just, mentally I was frightened. And I mean, I stocked up on so much sanitizer. My children are just like, if you come through the door, you get sprayed now, even now.
Like a sheep dip through the door.
Yes.
Sanitizer sheep dip.
They really take the mickey out of me. So I found that quite difficult. And I had my mum with me. She actually moved in.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, thank goodness. She actually moved in, I think, about 6 months before the pandemic. So she was here, which was amazing. But I must admit, obviously you're looking after your children, your mother, so I was very, very careful. And we just stayed in our little bubble.
And did work completely stop for you?
Did
you do it at home?
Did everything from home, which was really nice.
It's good you've got a job that you can do that with.
I felt really lucky, actually, because I think it sometimes just gives you that kind of outlet,
doesn't
it?
Something to focus on.
To keep your brain working.
Definitely. And how dare we ask, dare we mention the 8 S words, the homeschooling. How the hell did that go?
That's what I found the hardest. I think mainly because my eldest, who's obviously a teenager, kind of got on with it. My youngest just didn't want to do it.
No.
It's just very much
welcome
like...
Welcome to our club.
I don't want to do it. And however much we tried, it just wasn't happening. So Jade did, kind of helped with the maths. I do all the comprehension English writing side. And but then the last lockdown, something switched and we actually got on kind of a roll.
Nice.
What was
your secret trick? Tell us.
I don't know. I think just, reading more and, if we couldn't get something done, we just didn't do it. We just had to get to that point.
So actually what clicked is you gave less of a shit.
We gave up. We just gave up. No.
That's what happened in this house too. By the end, it was like, you've read 3 pages. Perfect.
Hallelujah.
I
know.
Let's move on.
The whole thing.
We weren't meant to be teachers. Well, me and Wendy weren't.
Absolutely not. I mean, I'm far from it. I tried the whole, we tried 3 o'clock books and biscuits because I thought maybe I can entice them.
Oh, I'd like the sound of that. I'd
chocolate
like a book
biscuits.
And a biscuit.
Yes, exactly. But in the end, it ended up that I was sitting with the chocolate biscuits having a read and, the kids were running around. And the only thing that really went down well was sports day in our garden. Because
oh, my God. Brilliant.
That's fun.
And I just thought, I'm just going to do sports day. And we
did you do the egg and spoon?
We did egg and spoon. We did sack race, which honestly, we laughed for hours because I don't know if you've tried Sack Race recently. No. It is the hardest thing ever. I just kept falling over. The kids were laughing. It was actually really good fun. And then I did like a dress up one. We had to get to one end of the garden and put a skirt on and a top. Yeah. And then the other end of the garden, put a hat on. And it took up hours, which was great. Because after that, I kind of wanted to put my Netflix on, let them get on with it.
Yeah.
So we don't really ever see your kids, Emma. Was that a conscious decision on your part and Jade's part to keep them out of the limelight?
Probably in a way. I think we're trying just get a balance. We're really proud of them, obviously. So now and again, I'm like,
yeah, you want to show them off and get smile, okay.
Yes. Like every other mother, I'm like, come on, let's get a lovely family
picture. Leave me alone,
Mom.
Yeah, and you're the family shot where one's thumping the other and someone's crying. And...
Yes, and obviously, very, very luckily, we get invited to, some amazing premieres and you think, I want to go and take them to the Harry Potter, So we try and just have a balance of it, really.
And what do they think about? Do they know that you're famous? Do they care?
They do now. After the last tour, it was very special, actually, because I think before then they weren't, I make them listen to Spice Girls now and again, watch the movie, but I don't really. But the tour became really special because just at rehearsals, they would come down and watch, and on the tour, all the kids were there. So we had like a family room and just having them be a part of it. And even for me That's performing, nice. Knowing they're watching,
does that feel weird or special or both?
Really special. And I looked out for them every night. It doesn't matter what happened. I'm always like, where's my mum? Always looking out for them.
Your kids seeing what you do work-wise, it's quite a unique thing, isn't it?
Like very.
That, yeah.
I'm just thinking, if all of your kids are that little bit older now, so if you do it again... They'll all be the teenagers in that room snogging and like stealing the bottles of vodka.
Stop.
I know. You know they will.
That's how we behaved when we were teenagers, Wendy. I'm sure Emma's children are far better behaved.
Yes. That's what we're
There's a swear word now that I could say, but I'm not going to.
Bullshit. I know. It'd probably be very different. Even though my eldest was so good with children, like even on this tour, Beau kind of just looked after some of the other little ones. It was really, it was really lovely to watch. They became like a little team.
How old is Beau now? Is Beau nearly at the age that you were when you joined the Spice Girls? Like, how old were you when it started?
No, way far off. 13. Beau's 13. I was, I met the girls at 18.
Oh, okay. I 19. And then I thought you were younger.
No, 18. It's Jade, actually, my other half. He signed his first record deal at 13.
Wow.
I know.
That's a baby.
That's a child. Like now when I look at it, I think, I don't know how I'd feel about that. I don't know.
Are your kids musically inclined? Do you think that's their thing?
My youngest is. Beau is as well. Yeah, they both are, I think. I really try hard for them to get, to do musical instruments. And I'm always really jealous of when I'm on Insta and I see all these mums with their children like playing piano or guitar.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
the cello.
Just plays, no, we haven't got that. We always say that, our vocal cords are our instruments.
Yes, that's true.
That's what I'm getting away with for now anyway.
But would you mind if they went into the business?
Not at all, because I think, again, both of us know so much about the industry now. And
that you could guide them in a way.
100%, we would try and guide them. Obviously, you have to give them independence as well, which... is important, but I think we could guide them, and we know all about the kind of behind the scenes and the contracts, and so I think that would be good. But I don't know. I think they're far too young to kind of know what they want to do right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 43. Am I doing what I want to do? I don't know what I'm doing.
I think, and also your interests change all the time. People say to me about music, and of course I love music. And for me, performing, especially on tours with the girls, that is, the highlight for me. But I started that when I was 18. So I've definitely got different interests. I've grown
up. Been there, done that. What's next?
You just try different things, don't you? And see what kind of interests you. But music's always been a big part of my life. Growing up now, it's just, it's huge.
One of the questions I was going to ask, it actually kind of relates to this, which is, like, Wendy and I can thankfully sort of shed the person we were 25 years ago and not be constantly reminded of it. Thank the Lord. But you'll forever be carrying Baby Spice along next to you, won't you? Does it bother you or do you quite like it?
I love that part of my life. So it's amazing memories, like beyond. And I look back on that with such fond memories, makes me smile. I do get, there is sometimes when I go out now, I feel like I've got myself dressed up. But I do wonder if people are looking at me going, oh, that was Baby Spice. Because obviously, you know, and I don't mind that I'm getting, you know, but I just, that's the sometimes the thing I think, oh, because I'm going to get older, and but I'm always going to be known as Baby Spice. And obviously I'm not always going to be Baby.
But in the way that Jerry will never outlive that dress, do you think you'll ever outlive the pigtails? Is it just that?
I hope not. I hope not. I don't know.
It was such an iconic thing.
Yeah. It is, isn't it?
And Annie and I are the generation who, for whom, you know, Spice Girls were big when we were teenagers. So it's just, oh my God, the Spice Girls.
Yeah, no, I feel very lucky. I mean, it's just, it's been an amazing part. Do you know what brought back a lot of memories for me? I watched the Friends reunion last night.
Oh, wow.
And I cried my eyes out.
It's emotional, isn't it? Like, it's a very emotional thing.
But that is my, like...
Yeah, it's your youth.
In my youth. And I thought, that's how people think of the Spice Girls as well. It's just, it's an emotional time. And I think reminiscing is such, when it's such a lovely, you know, memorable part of your life, it's so emotional.
Were there bits of it that you look back and think, oh, I'm glad I don't do that anymore?
Dancing in the heels.
Yeah. That would be very different now, wouldn't it? Yeah. Oh, we'd be breaking ankles left, right and centre, I think.
Well, yeah, and I did it back then as well a few times.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Well, I cracked a bone in my ankle in Vegas.
Emma!
I've done it twice.
But the heels were like, yeah, I know, platform stacked. Doom, weren't they?
Yeah. And I went out the other day for lunch with my girls and I thought, I'll put a heel on. It's been a long time. And, it was frightening. So I don't know how I kind of danced around in those for like a 2-hour long show. So that's the part I'm not sure I'd want to do again. And I think being away from home was always tough for me. I'm so close with my family. Travelling, you know, was wonderful, but it was always kind of lovely to come home and be around my family.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be able to do that with your kids in the same way. Just not. They've got their lives, haven't they?
No, they'd have to come with me if we did more. They'd have to just... I've made a rookie mistake today. Can I just share it
with
you?
Tell us, share.
I've put really tight jeans on.
Oh, man, I hate it when that happens.
I just might have to undo a button.
Yeah. Undo a button. It's fine. We'll all
undo one. Why do we do... I thought, I haven't put jeans on for a while. I don't know about you, but... And my mum said, another rookie mistake, don't always wear your tracksuit bottoms through this whole entire lockdown.
No, because they grow you, don't they?
Yes. And then when you try and get your jeans back on, I'm like literally lying on the floor like...
Yeah.
I've done that today. I thought I'd dress up for you with a jean.
Oh, I'm liking the denim.
I'm not doing that.
We can only see you from the boob ups.
Oh, good. That's good. Oh, well, I'm doing them then. I'll take them off.
Yeah.
Go wild.
Oh, now, right, I've heard better. You say that you're flipping glad that social media didn't exist when you started in the Spice Girls. How different would it have been if it had?
So different, I think. You know, as a group, we were so solid. And I think we didn't have that pressure as well as, you know, kind of everything else. So I think it would have been very different. It's hard, isn't it?
It's really hard.
Young girls, women, you know, all children.
Anyone young. I was going to say, how do you handle it with the kids? So if Bernie's only 13.
They're not on anything at the moment, thank goodness.
Do they want to be?
Yes, but we talk about it very openly that you're far too young, and we also have a little bit of an extra thing that people do know who you are. So, because they're always like, my friends are, you know. We just talk very, very openly about it, and I'll know when they're ready. I know them quite well to know whether
what they can handle and what.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think Bo does maybe have one thing, but he definitely, I feel like Bo's a bit more grown up. Obviously, just a bit more sensible at the moment.
But even as an adult who isn't famous, social media can be really hurtful at times, and you don't want it to be, but you get subjected to comments that you would never be subjected to in real life. So people feel it's okay to say, oh, that's a shit jumper, or whatever it might be.
I would never say that to you, Emma.
Thank you, darling. But, you know, if you're walking down the street, someone's not going to go, oh, Emma, crap jumper, you look awful. But they would happily say on social media, oh, look, Wendy's packed on the pounds. That's the shit. It's like, what gives people the right
to do that? It's frightening, isn't it? And I think these are people hiding behind something, and they just feel like they have that, that they can say things like that. So
how do you deal with it?
Do you just pay no attention?
I really do. And because it would upset me, because I'm very, you know, normal girl, and I think it would just upset me. So I just try not to take any attention to that, because it's just, it can be, as you just said, it can be really painful.
Not worth the effort.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more of one of those where I'm kind of looking at mine and I think, ah, because I can't cook to save my life. So I'm always a bit jealous of people that can. I'm like, that's the only thing I take notice of. I'm like, why can't I do that? Or what, you know? But no, I don't take any notice of the messages or anything like that that are horrible. I try to just concentrate on the positive.
Yeah, it's the only way. Now, Mrs., in researching this interview, we were inundated with some pretty fresh clippings saying, you're contemplating a third. Is this true, or is it?
It changes daily. It changes
is Jade
daily.
Also contemplating a third is the other question.
Jade would absolutely love another child. I mean, there's...
Oh, come on then, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
It would be nice, wouldn't it? I've just, honestly, I change my mind all the time, very indecisive. Not with work.
But home stuff.
Even like what we're having for dinner. One minute I want spaghetti bolognese, the next minute I want, you know, fish and chips. I'm just very indecisive. And you can't be indecisive about something like that. So I'm quite wary.
It's kind of a big
but
deal.
But no, I think, I think it's something that, if happens, would be absolutely wonderful. I'm not sure. We'll see.
Well, we spoke to
the kids want it as well, which is
Oh
my goodness! Do you know what they put on the top of their Christmas list this year?
What, a baby?
A sibling.
Oh my!
I mean,
goodness.
No pressure.
Come on, crack on.
I know. I think. Yeah. I mean, I think actually once my eldest did say, and not knowing actually what that meant, but I think Beau went, you need to go in there and have sex and have a child. Now.
Oh!
So, you know, it's something they want.
If only it were that simple.
If only, exactly.
Yeah. Now, you've got a mum book coming out, haven't you?
I have. It's called Mummy, You Got This.
Yeah.
I started actually, I've been thinking about it for so long and then got round to doing it in lockdown, which was perfect timing. And this is a book that has got lots of experts in it. So there's some wonderful people in there that, you know, will just give you lovely advice and things to do to help you along the way of, you know, the first year of your baby's life. And there's also just lots of stories, you know, from me, some very honest stories about how kind of I dealt with that first year. And I'm just very open. And I think I remember being pregnant and having my first child that first year was...
I interviewed you when you were first pregnant.
Oh my goodness, yes! Oh, wow. That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago, yeah.
There's some, you know, there was lots of books around. I just, at that time, I felt like I wanted something that was a bit like, a bit
real.
Honest. And if I was going through some, you know, tough times, that someone else would go, oh, I've got that. Because I do remember nobody telling me that breastfeeding was painful. I never heard that before.
We hear that a lot.
Yeah,
we do. And it isn't for everybody, but if it is for you, it really impacts the experience.
Absolutely. And, you know, all of this is in my book because I'm so lucky. I've got really liberal friends, you know, from different ends of the spectrum. You know, some of them breastfeed for years, some of them never did, you know. So I was very lucky, very open friends, and I was never judged on whether I was going to or not. And but I always knew that I wanted to try That was my thing. And but yeah, I found it very painful and lots of odd things happening during that time. And, you know, I'm just very open about it in the book.
But did you get to the point where you could squirt your milk for at least a meter?
Oh, yeah.
That was the
best
thing.
Oh, yes. That was my party trick.
Yeah. Having someone's eye out. Yeah.
So is it for mums with babies up to one? Is that the book or is the book for everyone?
I would say there's a bit of everything in there. Also because Jade talks a little bit in the book as well.
Oh, that's nice.
It's lovely.
Because dads often don't get a look in, do they? And they need a voice. They really do.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. And I am denied actually about the name of the book, Mama, You've Got This, because I just thought, oh, I really want, you know, if I could put Mama, Dada, everyone.
Yeah.
You've got this.
All the
because
people.
Jade was just huge. He was, you know, I was so, so lucky. He was such a big part of that. But of course, you know, the breastfeeding, the, you know, kind of afterbirth, you know, all of that is obviously, you know, about
you've
how
gotta
you
deal
feel.
With it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they
he was amazing.
They don't have leaky bits at the end of it all. They just...
They don't. And things still, they don't have that. So, but he does talk in the book and I cried my eyes out because, again, he was very honest about how, you know, right at the beginning, you feel a little bit left out and you're not sure where your part is. So he writes all about how he kind of just helped me along the way and just made sure he was there for kind of support. He's amazing. And honestly, it's quite emotional when you read his part in the book.
Oh, I can't wait to read his bit now.
It's so lovely.
I think it's really good to have the dad stuff.
It is. It's nice to get their side. And also he is brilliant in the kitchen and I'm terrible. So the weaning part of it actually comes quite a lot from Jade as well. And he's done a little recipe in there. And yeah, so it's lovely. So it's all sorts of bits going on. And then my mum talks as well. And
okay, well, we can't wait to read it.
Thank you.
So next question for you is, it's a tricky one.
Oh.
How do you want to be remembered by your kids?
Oh, by my kids, I want them to remember me as just loving them more than anything. I mean, I've actually, at the end of my book, I thank my mum because I just knew that I was loved. And that's, you know, that was the main thing for me. So I'd love them to remember that they were loved hugely. And I tell them all the time and I kiss them all the time, cuddle them all the time. And of course, my 13-year-old is a bit like, mom, but actually knows that it's happening. So Bo has to kind of go with it. But
this
also
going to stop, child.
Yeah,
whether they like it or not.
Whether they like it or not, it's a big part of our family. Yeah, we're very warm and so I think loved and fun, kind. That's how I'd like them to remember me.
Nice. Now, next question. We always ask, well, you've kind of half answered this already. We always say, what's for tea and who's cooking? I'm taking it as Jade, not you.
Jade. I do one dish.
Tell us.
And the kids are sick of it. It's broccoli and cheese pasta.
Sounds nice.
Is it just broccoli with grated cheese or
it's
does it go a bit further?
It's boiled. No, that's it. It's boiled broccoli. And I put the broccoli in with the pasta. So it all boils together. Awesome. And then I just grate cheese on it.
Well, simple.
I've got to tell you, Emma, I'd stick with your other talents.
I think I should. I've tried other things and it never quite works out. So, no, I definitely leave the cooking up to Jade. And he really enjoys it. So that's lovely.
Good job. By the same
know. Thanks,
otherwise,
goodness.
It'd be a lot of Deliveroo going on.
I know. Or chicken nuggets. I know. Terrible.
Can't beat a chicken nugget. Don't knock the humble
Can't
chicken nugget.
Can't beat a chicken nugget.
I'm liking a corn nugget because at least then you know.
There you go.
That a poor animal hasn't.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to try that one, actually. But pasta's usually a go-to for me.
With broccoli and cheese.
Do you know what, though? The kids love it. Poor Jade, sometimes he slaves over, you know, a really gorgeous meal, roast dinner or a shepherd's pie, like takes him all day. And then I'll just do my post and they're like, oh, that was the best meal we've had all week. So, yeah.
You could do a really simple cookery book just with one recipe.
I could. It's one page.
So what's next for Emma? What have you got coming up?
Other than the book. Well, the book is obviously happening right now, and that's what I'm kind of excited about.
And kids love it. You've done an audio version, haven't you? I saw you recording that the other day.
I did. It took a while.
For mums who are out there pushing the pushchair.
Yeah, exactly. To read a book. And we're so into Audible. I mean, that's what we do at night. Bedtime is kind of lots of Audible books. So it's perfect for us, really. And yeah, but it took me a long time. but I really enjoyed that. And yeah, so just I'm busy with the book. The kids love it because there's pictures of them in it and it's nice. So radio still, speaking to the other Spice Girls about lovely future projects that will hopefully...
That's all she's going to say, isn't it? Come on, tell us.
Come on, yeah, that's what you want. That will hopefully, you know, get off the ground. But some nice things.
We try to talk
once a week and, yeah, catch up and just...
Is there some sort of Spice Girls Zoom where you all have a Zoom? I'd love it if that happened.
Well, but we've got a WhatsApp, a cheeky WhatsApp.
What's it called? What do you call it? Do you call it Spice Girl
What is it
chat?
Called? Actually, I think it's just My Girls.
Aww, it's called My Girls. Cute.
Imagine what the Red Tops would pay to get access to that WhatsApp group.
Don't, you're giving me anxiety.
Don't worry, it's all encrypted.
So, yeah, so, but I think I'm very spontaneous. I just kind of take each day as it comes. So busy with the kids, you know, summer holidays coming up. So, yeah, just taking each day as it comes, really, at the moment.
I think that's one of the big lockdown life lessons for everyone, isn't it? Like, you never know what tomorrow's going to bring, so you just got to get on with it day by day.
Absolutely. And, you know, the one thing it brought is that, you know, we love hanging out as a family. I actually felt a little bit anxious about getting back to normal.
I know what you mean, you know. It's weird, yeah. Isn't it?
And everyone's so excited, like, and I do, of course, I love it. Like, my friends were all like, right, where are we going for dinner? And, you know, yeah. A couple friends, and we're like, right, let's book something. And I'm a bit like, okay. And I do want to do all that. Of course I do. But I'm also anxious about the fact that, we're getting back to normal and the kids are back at school fully. And it's just, yeah. And I some days really miss that, this all being at home. Eating banana cake.
Not baked by you.
Not baked by me at all. Even though I needed to get out of that because I do love my food. I love sitting in front of the telly and eating biscuits. And
yeah,
so that's the only good thing to get back out and about because people are going to see me. So I need to get my stuff sorted.
We need to get that top button of the jeans back,
we do.
Back up, don't we?
We do.
That can be a collective goal for the three of us.
Yes.
Right, so on to our final question. And I swear on the Holy Bible, this was not designed just for you. We ask it of every single guest.
Amazing.
Every week.
Okay.
We like you to imagine that you are tucking Wendy and I into bed in a nice way.
Okay.
And that we can't sleep. So you sing us your family lullaby, the lullaby you normally sing to your kids when they won't drop off.
Okay.
Now, I know your kids are a bit older, so you might have to think back to what you used to sing.
Oh, I know. There's lots. There's lots. We've got...
Well, give us your favourite.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are grey. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Oh, it makes me a bit emotional. That one. And then there was Here Comes the Sun. Do-do-do-do. Here comes the sun and I say, it's all right. Oh, there was lots. There was, I love singing them. They probably don't like it anymore, but I still do it.
I was going to say you have lucky kids because you can sing. When Wendy and I try and do it, it doesn't quite go down so well.
Oh.
I actually get told, Mummy, could you stop now?
Yeah. Shh now, Mummy. Shush now, Mummy.
Could you read me a book?
No singing, please.
Oh, thank you, Emma. That was an absolute delight.
Well, it was a pleasure. It was such a pleasure. I really enjoyed it. What are you having for lunch?
I've got leftover chicken satay from last
nice,
night.
Wend.
Lovely.
Look, so did you have a takeaway last night, Wend?
No, I made it.
You did not.
I did.
Really?
What did you make?
Chicken satay.
What, with the peanut sauce and everything?
Yeah.
Very impressed.
Emma, she's showing us up.
I know.
It's basically just peanut butter and soy sauce, guys. There's no kind of...
Oh, okay.
Is that really all it is?
Yes. There's no mystery. Fish sauce, soy sauce, peanut butter and a load of veg.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Jade makes his own pesto sauce as well, which I love.
Ooh, I love pesto.
And that's quite easy, apparently. But
so what are you going to have?
I'm having leftovers too. I've got a spaghetti bolognese.
Oh, lovely.
Annie's in a derelict house full of carpenters, so yeah, I can't so imagine will, yours is
mine will be a cold. No. Mine will be a cold lunch. yeah. But the good news is the derelict house is opposite a Waitrose, so it's quite handy.
Oh, very good.
I chose I chose well.
There you go.
Right, go and enjoy your bolognese.
Kit and Kin's just gone into Waitrose.
Go. I will. I'll go and stroke it.
Yes, please. Thank you so much.
What a lovely
morning. Speaking to you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.